to advertise, email podcast@thisisvechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
What is up, Pulsars? My name is Kanye West. You know what time it is. We're back at it. And of course, I am not alone. I am with...
Sfiso, a.k.a. Mafito. Yabo, a.k.a. Guys, unyaro pelil, my zirunzima. Ekse, Sfiso, yeah, a.k.a. Mafito.
And?
Sof Satan.
It's festive season, and I hope you guys are staying safe. You know, we're not around, but we got you guys.
Yeah.
A while back, we did our 1 year anniversary.
We turned one.
Yo, 1 year of being emotional.
Shout out. Yo, my feet are so. You.
They never want to see this. Oh, well, they probably did. In the, yeah.
Yeah. How did you find the anniversary?
Ooh, it was dope. It was dope. In a cinema, right?
It was in the cinema.
It was dope. We had an amazing crowd. Great engagement. And the lights were just in my eyes. Like, they were so bright. They were, like, so close to us. But I think I had fun.
We
spoke our mind a lot. We're basically answering questions.
From the audience.
We don't talk about any artists. It was just about us. And how did you find it?
It was great, man. It was great. I was just appreciative to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Shout out to you guys for starting the whole... movement. Mafisto, to you?
No, man. It was dope. Had fun. What didn't I like? I didn't like Tak arriving late as usual. Grand entrance. Guys, have you noticed Tak likes doing grand entrance? Like, he miss Oranjal. Funufika late, and Shele pants at him. I'm shy. I don't like talking. I have anxiety.
Oh, damn. Talk about rubbing salt into your wound.
Nah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That actually doesn't matter. But
bro, Jojo, which event that we went to, that Taki was the first one? Okay, first, I'm pushing it. The second one to arrive.
Quarter first.
Between here.
Quarter first. Quarter first, I was the first host to arrive at quarter first. When I did quarter first, I was the first one.
No, you're not.
You came late with
Mars. Mars was there. Even I was there. I was getting lost.
I was just waiting outside the gate.
You came late, so you were the latest to come. I was there.
I didn't come here. I drove there. I Ubered there.
When you went to the year-end function, I was the second 1 year after Shane. What do you mean?
But you like doing grand entrance.
No, man. Stop. Don't say that, bro. You know Ubers. You know, it's not like driving. Ubers.
Yeah. And like, Taki, Hollywood Bates has something grand for us. Quick announcement for you all from my partners at Hollywood Bets, and I think you're going to love this one. Bet R2 or more on the selected Evolution games to win 100 free spins. To jump in on this, go ahead and click the link in the pinned comment to get started. If you're new, use my promo code
PIANO
to register. Also, Hollywood Bets has a great welcome offer of 50 free spins plus a 25 rand bonus when you sign up, of course. Please remember that you must be 18 years or older to participate. And it's so important that you always, always bet responsibly. This is such an awesome deal, man. Don't miss out. Good luck now.
The English.
Thank you.
Oh, so, niggas, I forgot to tell you guys. Should I save it for next week?
No.
I'm going to school, bitches.
Oh, shut up.
What is this? You said it's done at school.
I'm done at school, dog.
Shut up.
Why am I not excited?
You passed. That's great.
What do you mean? You're not excited for me? Damn. That I'm graduating next year?
Damn.
He's not invited to my party.
You don't want my opinion.
He's not even going to be invited to my party.
You don't want my opinion on the education part.
Shit, man. Hey. But I'm still happy for Taki though, guys.
I'm happy for you, my boy. You know it. Come on.
If you went there to, you know, celebrate with us for the 1 year anniversary, you get to watch us. Okay. Mm. Check this out.
Caleb on stage to come and just like give us a slight journey of how it's been having this baby. A baby turning 1 year means there's teeth, ne? A 1 year baby is teeth, ne? Baby, raise your hand, please. Does a 1 year old baby have teeth? No, there's no teeth at 1 year. Are they crawling at 1 year? They are walking. Oh, there's teeth. My brother, check your baby. Something wrong with your baby. You said there's teeth, my sister. So a 1 year old baby has teeth. Can a 1 year old baby walk? What else can a 1 year old baby do? Crawl, my sister. How can you walk without crawling? When I. Go check on my effect, talk, effect check. Okay, right. 1 year old baby. So this is piano pause. Technically, it's something that we've seen grow from the beginning, from its inception stages. Now the baby is walking. He started crawling. Taki didn't know English. He was okay. He was a bit lost without Mars. Mars came in the picture and Mars was like, I'll help you find balance, my brother. You know, Sfiso was ranting all over the place, but you brought balance, my sister. That's why you are out of this world. That's on per. Can somebody say clock it? Instead of unga be 80s baby, it's a clock it. Ngenkani. It's a clock it. It's a cool thing. Oh, those pants were. Woo! No, make G, clock it. Okay? If someone is doing well, you know, an employee review. Ah, no, Sfiso, you're killing it. Clock it. Kuba mnand. Anyway, as we're saying, I'm going to call up on stage the man who's behind the brains, the man who's out there controlling the strings. So, my sister, one come along. Sasha, Gunjan. Good day to no man at the college. Ah, Nazo, in Kala, when husband is a favor, Iwane, you can help me introduce my first speaker of the night. He's a very big guy in the network. So, you're going to start the clap. It's going to go there to my brother there with the shiny shirt. And then the Mr. Unknown guy. And then it's going to go around the room. Then we're going to bring him on stage. Are you okay? It's a slow clap. You and husband, togetherness. You guys said vows. You are together. In 3, 2, 1, action. Mm-hmm. Now you. Shiny. Yangena. Let the clap build life. If you're clapping, clap with intention. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome on stage the one and only CEO of the Podcast and Chill Network. Welcome on stage, Bala! Ooh. I keep clapping until it gets here. Might get a bit awkward. Yeah. Let's keep clapping. Keep clapping. Sasha, keep clapping. Our husband. Manglashi dog. Ladies and gentlemen, Bala!
What's happening, pulses? Yeah. Wow, so 1 year of Piano Pulse, huh? You know, I thought maybe I'd just spend some time sharing how this particular show came about, right? So when I arrived at the network, I kind of came in and I was like, sledgehammer. Just all the other shows that were there, let's start from scratch, you know? And we pretty much just kept Podcast and Chill with Mac G and Saul. And at the time we had... What do we have? Podcast and Ride. The Bougie Show. On the Table with the ladies. And we basically said, look, we need to rebuild. And one of the shows that I personally thought that I should start was PNC. So I thought, let's start a comedy podcast and really be able to kind of cover, you know, an audience that's looking for comedy and entertainment. And then I'm a numbers guy, right? So... I looked at the numbers and I'm going, there's not enough young people watching the show, right? Or watching the network. So I said to Mac, I was like, no, Diddy, but we got to touch these kids, man. We got to touch these kids. We have to touch these kids, bro. And then we started spreading humors, which was an amazing show. And then fast forward down the line, I think one of the other shows Mac came up with was also On Side. Shout out to PD Jokes, Dez. Tapo as well, George, aka George. And then the last show that Mac then said he wanted to come up with was Piano Pulse. And he's like, yeah, listen, man, we have to start this new show. It's going to be Piano Pulse. It's about piano culture, blah, blah, blah. And I won't lie, I was kind of skeptical, right? I was like, I don't know if a show about one single music genre is actually going to work out, right? And I said to him, okay, who's going to host the show? Then he said, Sfiso. And I'm like, okay, yeah. You know, well-known guy in the industry, does his thing. He makes sense. And then he was like, yeah, we're also going to have Monaka. And I'm like, okay, yeah, Monaka. Okay, let's see how that goes out. You know, she seems pretty okay. And then the last person he said was Tache. I was like, hell no. Like, guys, there's no chance. Tahi, the same guy who was getting terrible comments on spreading humors when you started it, right? So he, not started, but when you featured there, he got the worst comments I've ever seen. And I was like, Mac, we can't have Tahi on. And he's like, no. Bzwada, listen. Bzwada. No, I'm telling you. It's just, it's either they love that they hate him or hate that they love him. But either way, they're going to love this guy. And I was like, okay, cool. Let's start with the show. You know what I mean? And, you know, 1 year later, we're standing here and it's an anniversary, guys. And I think the reality is what you guys have managed to do over such a short space of time has been nothing short of remarkable. You know, you guys, whether the industry recognizes it or not, you are the authority of piano pulse music in this whole fucking country. And people need to recognize you for what you guys do. So, you know, you guys have been doing an incredible job. We're here 1 year later. And I really, really can't wait to see what the three of you have in store next year. I think the show is going to keep growing in, you know, amazing strides as you have. And we want to see more and more of you and see you guys broaden the scope and continue to be not only an authority in piano, but an authority in music in general, you know, and we can't wait to see how the show grows over time. But with that said, we've prepared a little bit of a little video for you guys just to kind of showcase the journey you guys have taken over time. So with that said, let's go ahead and press play.
I figured you guys were so comfortable talking about me, you might want to talk about me while I'm here.
Oh, okay, wait. Okay, okay, cool. Okay. Oh, yeah? My videos?
Yep, that's me. You're probably wondering how I ended up in this situation.
No, wait. We're just comparing households.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Okay, so how did you quantify that my current girlfriend is a downgrade from my ex?
No. We didn't necessarily say downgrade. We was like...
My nigga, you said, don't you think this guy said to you, is Sizo piano? You said, yes, Sizo is piano.
Definitely. Okay.
Then he said, can I talk about this? Don't you think he downgraded?
I have nothing to do with your woman. I don't hate your woman. You don't deserve that. You are such a nice guy. You did so much for the game and I know it.
Welcome to the very first episode of Piano Pals.
I'm really excited to be here. It's been a long time coming. I've been waiting for this. It's given me a lot of anxiety.
If you don't like it, just... If you see it in the internet, watch something else.
Sure, gents. It's your girl, Monaka.
What's up, Sata? It's your boy, Tahi.
Sviso, aka Mafitsot.
Why the fuck did Shebe jump on a song with a man that beats up women?
Yes, listen to
what the fuck are you doing?
I am not denying what you're saying. You're right. In your own way.
No, be honest. Casper's bigger than AKA.
Guys, take it back.
Guys, Casper's bigger than AKA.
What?
And no one...
What?
Guys.
What are you saying?
Do you feel like the girls in this industry, we're not going to mention names, but do you feel like the general thing is that we are quick to prostitute ourselves?
I wouldn't say you are saying it, not me.
No, I'm asking.
No, let me. Came to think we don't want Sviso and Tahi there.
They said that?
Yes.
Why didn't you tell me?
What were you talking about?
I didn't know.
They didn't want you on me there.
No. Wait, Sviso, wait. You knew about this?
She knew.
So guys, I've made the decision that I'm...
I don't want you to cry, ne?
I did my makeup. Okay, guys, so I've made the decision today that I'm leaving Piano Pulse. But it's something that I've prayed about. It's not even about me anymore. God has spoken to me.
Why did she leave then? She said God spoke to her.
Let me read what she said. I want to ask her, is he a man or a woman? What does he sound
like?
Like,
what's his voice like? Munoko. Is it like that? With the echo and the light shining through the roof.
Munoko.
Leave piano house.
Piano pause. God, is that you? Yes.
I also agree with Takhi on this one. There was no one who was going to be able to produce a better symphony, melody-wise, melodic-wise, to hear his songs being played instruments only. No one was going to touch Calvin.
I had a conversation with Zeus earlier, last year. He told me that he changed his lives. That I cannot deny. Mm. We saw what he's done with Waffles.
Mm.
So everybody around him, all these little kids around him, believe that this is the guy, this is the Messiah, this is the guy that's going to change my life.
Now I'm even scared to look at the roof
with
now.
With artists like MKC.
I know, leave me alone, fuck it.
Unless someone wants to use that name, I'm a piano.
So I'm a piano alone. You cannot use the word I'm a piano alone.
Alone. And you cannot do business with that alone without his consent.
Do we have a big festival to the point where international people come this side to come celebrate with us, or do we have to go there and celebrate our culture?
With Nike gloves. He was like legit part of the culture, bro. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? Like, but dab me up quickly? No. That's what Limpopo boy did to him. Mm-hmm. Do you understand? That was crazy. I was like, what the fuck?
For Amapiano to be, to go wild internationally, to go big rather, can't they, do something with the sound so that it matches the sound internationally?
Sound internationally, Moss?
Amapiano.
Even Song of the Year, Taki now, is a scam.
Yeah.
I see the reference.
Yeah.
That Gabza track.
What do you know about the Estimela when you're younger than me, Moss?
I listen to jazz. That's why I don't listen to Amapiano, hey? All the time. What is it that was happening, Jaivani? What is it that was happening that they were not happy about to the extent that they decided to leave?
Obviously, Ukabza,
music,
show.
Energy, yeah.
Yeah, you must show. Yeah. You tell me, Ukabza. Just put that in a woman, WhatsApp. Stand alone.
If Adiwele or whatever song was done and Young Stunner was still under contract with Sinandu Records, own shares in those songs, they deserve their speech as publishers. And you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you didn't get that.
I didn't.
Wow. Back to Limpopo.
No, but how did you guys get to the point where you are fighting over you paying him? Why was it dragging on your end for you to pay him money?
Breach of contract, Mas.
Okay, Mafitsotso, but what did the contract entail that was specific to you not paying him?
I can send you the contract so you can read, because there's NDAs. I can't share
clause,
stuff like that.
Though, the one that says that you can't give him his money, though he breached the management contract.
Yeah?
Management contract.
Right.
Like, please state the clause specifically that is in the contract.
Thank you guys so much for coming. There's a lot more guys, eh? Like, it's Majid. Where's the ladies at? Siso. I think somebody said we need to change our roster. What do you think?
I'm married, so it's fine like this.
I'll probably have to work on it, you know? But yeah, thank you guys so much for coming. I know it was raining, it was crazy. I noticed that La Ratarilo, you guys, that's why you guys, came here even though it was raining. La Ratarilo blind and La Ratatabazabatu. But yeah, man, my name is Takhi and I'm 1/3 of Piano Pulse. And I'm never alone, man. Maso should be doing this job, man.
Of course, man. Hi, guys. My name is Kaimas Kaikanza Kaisilo Kanshal. And this is Piano Pulse. Yes, sir. And of course, I'm not alone.
Amen. Sviso came off its own, so let's go.
And?
Sapsata. Stachy.
Hey, how are you guys feeling, guys? It's a very big day today, actually.
Yeah, man. It's very emotional for me. It's a bit emotional. A lot of people didn't think we'd make it this far.
There's still obviously there's some people in the crowd that was doubting us. You know, a lot of people said we're not gonna make it past 3 months. Some said we're not gonna make it past 6 months. They said we're gonna run out of content. And it's been growing. There's just so much to talk about with Piano, man. Especially if you're like really, really invested in it. And we made it this far. And now we have you, Maz.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I was not at the beginning of it. Or Mafisoto, you are, between you and Tahu, are one of the people that were at the beginning of it all. How do you feel sitting here today?
Hey, man. It's 1 year. It's every Tuesday of getting messages. I'm pretty much routine. I'm manje la. So I know every Tuesday is going down. My phone has to be off because someone is unhappy about something. But yeah, man, you know, I never say things to destroy or like make someone lose money and stuff like that. We just think we have an eye for things that you don't see.
Yeah.
And we will bring them out and talk about it. You understand? And so how you take it and choose to grow, whatever it is you say, if we criticize your brand or we speak about your brand or we speak about your music or whatever, it's up to you how pardon? Closer.
Okay.
It is better. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah, so we're just doing us, man, and we're not working for TV. I always say, hey man, we're not doing SABC. So how we do things is we're having a chat corner and see Amakota with Chillas Punch.
Yeah, just having a conversation.
Yeah, boy, it's just that we talk about a Chillas Punch.
Hey, and Amakota.
And then it's a punch of food, yeah, boy. So isn't this a pool?
Yeah,
so we did well for the whole year, bro. I can't wait for the next year. We're gonna do better than we did. More research, like people request for us to do more research.
Mm. Tahi, do you think that the intention that you guys had for the show when it started, do you think that you kept that throughout the show till now?
Yeah, besides for the past 2 weeks, since you guys have been doubting me about me changing, being
the
PR. No, I didn't change.
It did.
Pulses, come on.
Do you guys agree that I changed?
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you. This guy was saying we're coming for him. We're not coming for you.
Nah, man. I've just had a bit of a back and forth. With someone I was seeing, hence I was like that.
Ah. Come on.
It was just that, man. Honestly, I didn't change, like you guys saw in the previous episode. I'm still the same. But from inception, it's been dope. I don't think there's been moments where we doubted ourselves. Me and Sviso have had like crazy fights, man. On and off camera. We've had our own, you know, here and there bickering, but he knows I mean well. And same goes. Like, we'll never doubt ourselves. As much as we can leave the studio fucking mad at each other, and I'll probably get home and call dude and be like, fuck Sviso, Sviso did this. Why the fuck is he saying this about me, you know?
Yeah.
The next day, I'll give me a call and be like, hey, where are we drinking today? And we'll go out and go have fun, you know? It's just been that, man. And Piano Pulse is really... It shifted the culture. As much as we weren't accepted in the beginning, we eventually got accepted because now everybody wants to come on the show, guys. You see these dead celebrities that Sviso has been talking about. Everybody wants to come to the show. Even the ones that are popping, they want to come to the show to come promote the music, come promote the whatever is going on in their lives. Everybody wants to come to the show. That means we've done a very, very good job. And there isn't any other show out there that's promoting Amapiano like we are, you know? And that is undeniable. Nobody can take that away from us. We are raw. We are unfucking filtered. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Damn.
South Africa needs that, bro. We need that shit.
Tahi, I want to ask you something. For you guys who've been in this journey for a year, what has been your biggest challenge? I'll start with you, Sviso.
Oh, my biggest challenge was in the beginning, read comments.
Nigga was reading comments
Yeah. Mac decided, hey, let me call this guy before he crashed out. So Mac called me. He's like, bro, stay away from the fucking comments, bro. Stay away from the comments. And I did that and I got better and better. And now I don't read comments unless someone sent it to me. Yeah, then now I'd no longer read comments. So I'm using Mac G's formula. So now it's working better.
Yeah, so that's the biggest challenge was comments, bro. Like, I used to, I hope they like what I said. I hope there's someone that agrees with what I said. You get what I'm saying?
And always receiving backlash.
Yes, and most of the time, bro, like, it's probably 3-4 people agreeing with what I say, and I'm like, I'm doing a good job.
At least you're getting there.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah. So I used to even count people that agree with me all the time. Now I have a problem when you agree with me. Now I'll be like, "Anjani."
Why vumelana nam?
We bone njani?
How? What do you mean? Yeah. Do you like were wrong on purpose for
no,
people?
No. The thing is, for me, Maz, it's we can all listen to one song here. When you are listening to the lock drum, you are listening to that. I'm listening to very technical things in a song.
Okay.
Like very, very technical things on the song that the consumer will not pick it up unless you are also a music maker.
Mm.
And then those are the things that I want to talk about.
Okay.
So that's the reason why I don't have a lot of people agreeing with me. And also, the point of podcasting for me is to create a conversation. Not people agreeing with me with everything that I say. Mm. Yeah.
Okay.
And for you, Maz?
For me, I don't think a lot of people know this. It's the fact that I really didn't know much about Ipiano. So I had to, and people really thought like, yo, this girl, she knows her shit. And I'm like, guys, you know, so I had to really invest myself into learning more about the culture. And with that, I had to like, sort of like wing it with the guys, you know, throw questions at them and like learn about it and all of that. So I think that was one of the biggest challenges, being on a platform where you actually have to represent what it's about and having to know exactly what it's about so that you're able to present what you must present, you know, to the show. So I think that is one of the biggest challenges that I've had. Yeah.
For you, Taki, the opposite. What has been your greatest moments on the show?
I was expecting the opposite, actually. The challenges.
God is good, my brother.
God is good.
God is good for real.
What's been what?
What's been your greatest biggest moments challenge on the show?
Oh, the biggest challenge?
Yeah.
Ooh. Interest.
Mm.
Interest, man. Especially from Pretoria. Especially from my friends, you know, people I hang with, and we'd agree on certain things, but like 70% of the time we'd disagree, you know, and they'd be in my ear, you know, like I'd get a lot of opinions like, yo, no, you are wrong about this, you are, you know, and it took me a while to like realize that I don't need to take that shit into consideration. And realize that the show is about me, myself, myself, Sfiso, and Maz, right? It's about us sharing our personal experiences and our opinions and how we see things, you know, rather than getting things from other people. As much as I'm a journalist, and obviously I get sources that tell me shit, but at the end of the day, I need to like make sure this thing makes sense, and it's good to like probably share it to like the public and stuff, man. So that's been my biggest challenge, just like opinions from people. Yeah,
that's fantastic, man. And just for you guys, before we move to the guys, I'll start with you, Maz. Since the baby's turning one, you know, this year, in your own opinion, where do you see the baby, or what do you see the baby looking like at 10, 15, 20 years old?
Yo, I see continuing to change lives. At that point, it would have already changed a lot of lives. Because, I mean, with as much as people look at Piano Pulse and they're like, what are they talking about? These people, all they do is just crash lives. You understand? There's a lot of lives that we're impacting in a positive way. So I definitely see Piano Pulse like growing. Maybe even one day, the record label will be on a pulse, you know, doing things the right way.
McG's gonna be looting
probably developing talent and actually having a company, you know, maybe Piano Pulse, where it's like, you know, getting people and actually helping artists with, as much as we always talk about like navigating the industry and all of that. So hopefully one day we'll be able to put that into action and actually not only talk about it, but also like be action about it, be on ground about it. And, you know, so that's where I see Piano Pulse, probably in like 10 years.
And
yeah.
Just to add on what Maz is saying, I feel like Piano Pulse did this in the year. There was a lot of famous people doing well as famous people, but not talented. And then we had real talent hidden.
Yeah.
And I think as Piano Pulse, we managed to bring those kids up. We managed to bring those kids up and spoke about girls that DJ that are doing well, young kids that are singing. And now we have less gimmicks and we have like actually music. That's the reason why the lights of Ogogo now, it's one of the biggest songs. You understand what I'm saying?
You're not big to differ, Sfiso. We still have a lot of gimmicks in my piano. We're not going to debate, but what else do you have?
What do you mean, Tafi?
We still have a lot of gimmicks in my piano, bro.
What do you mean? Who
There's
is
a
it?
Lot of gimmick songs.
You're
like,
not going to give me more than five. Give me more than five.
I'm going to give you one song.
Let me help you. You're going to say Lichesa?
Oh, Sfiso. Exactly. I was going there. Guys. You know the, what's that Lichesa chant that I even forgot? You know there's a song made?
Yeah.
There was a song made today.
Yeah.
From that chant.
Yeah.
Do you understand how much we have of gimmicks in my piano? Am I lying? Isn't that a gimmick? Exactly. Thank you.
But okay. Before we continue, what is the last song? Or when was the last generation where you felt like real music was being made and not just gimmicks?
That's the thing. There's still people that are trying to make real music. If you look at Zintle, you look at Storky, you look at Jazzy Q, those are the guys that are making real music. And then everybody else is just like, okay, what do people want at the moment? What chant is trending? Let's do that. There's still people that are trying to make proper music, but it's not gonna sell.
But you're not
on We live off of TikTok, my dog.
I hear you, but the reason I asked that question, you still haven't answered it.
Okay.
The reason I ask it is to try is to understand exactly where you're coming from. I'm trying to like separate the time when you feel like there was a lot of gimmicks. I'm trying to also envision the artist and the period when it switched to gimmicks. When was the last period in Amapiano where you felt like this is real music? It's not gimmicks.
The gimmicks started when we started creating dance challenges and we felt like every song needs a dance challenge. That's when the gimmicks started and it hasn't stopped from there. And then, what was that?
With Rihan.
Oh, it's Drianne. No, Drianne doesn't have a gimmick song, eh? She doesn't have a gimmick song. Crazy enough.
Drianne, he's always talking about you, yeah?
No, man. It's I don't know, bro. Since TikTok took over, I'm for TikTok because I blew up on TikTok. I know what TikTok means and I know what it does, my nigga. I'm getting fat because of TikTok, Sfiso. Do you understand what I say? I'm making money off of TikTok. I'm sitting here because of TikTok. So I know the power it has. And artists have realized that. Good music is good. But songs like, okay, for example.
Yes,
people,
please, man, please.
An album that is so good. Nota actually made me listen to the album very well.
Oh?
Nota.
Is your mentor now?
No, man, he's not. No, not really.
Neo, are you fired?
Neo, you are fired.
Ngomoya, the album. Mm. That album has a lot of good songs. We never speak about that album on the show. We only speak about one song from that album. And that is a song that is trending. That is a song that everybody is making videos on TikTok. Do you understand what I'm saying, Sfiso?
Taka, what is a hit single for you? What makes what constructs or make a hit single for you? Like we say, your mom banji hit.
What's a hit? A hit is for me. I'm childish. A hit for me is TikTok. A hit for me is TikTok. That's a hit, bro.
But I just want to quickly, like I said, we're going to go to the guys now. I just want to ask you guys, like, we've heard the term and the saying, I'm a piano to the world. From all of you guys, just like briefly, how do you think we are doing with I'm a piano to the world? And does a platform like this kind of contribute to it, either its greatness or its mediocrity?
Oh, it contributes a lot because people in the US, I get DMs from people in Canada. I get DMs from people in the US saying, yo, we watch your show. And they like this type of content also because they are used to it. Outside South Africa, it's normal for you to say fuck on TV or fuck it. You get what I'm saying? And in South Africa still has, we are alone to talk. Like, what are you doing? You can't. You see, we still have a lot of we can'ts in this country. But outside the country, it's okay for you to criticize somebody and say, you actually making cack music, bro. you get what I'm saying? But you can't say it in South Africa. It's like, oh, I'm paid too much. Just in this element. No, we're not. We need to create conversations so that we can improve. How are we going to improve if we don't create conversations? And overseas, they lack this type of content where there's critics about things and people go take some of those critics and improve here and there. And also to export music, bruh, there's musicians in South Africa that will never perform in Spain. There's a piano artist that will never go to Spain. There's a piano artist that will never go to London. Or London, and now it's a street. It's a street in Manje, London. Like, seriously, bro, anyone can go to London now.
Have you been?
London is actually for TikTok.
No, but I'm asking you, have you been?
I haven't been to London. I'm not an artist. And I'm talking about artists. As an artist, if you're a TikToker, like a TikTok artist that you like, they make it to London.
Yeah, true.
They make it to London because London also consumes a lot of TikTok, like you. You get me? So we are exporting music with this type of conversations we're having. And I'm going to give you a simple example. We spoke about Afro Nations when Afro Nation happened.
Yeah, piano people in Cape Town.
And then piano people. Now then they were like, but what? Why must we come to you guys? You guys must come to us. And now they're coming to Cape Town. Even though I'm not happy because I wanted a black man to handle it. You get me? But at least it's a Cape. Yeah, bro. Yeah. So yeah, we are contributing.
Maz, who's the best female amapiano artist of all time?
Yo, that's a tricky one. I'm trying to think of someone who's like, who was at the beginning of it and still is doing good right now.
But remember we had a conversation, Mars?
Yeah.
The fact that you fathered something, that doesn't mean you were the greatest.
Yeah, but if you were at the beginning and you were great at it and you're still at it even now,
yeah,
and you're still great
like
at
G
it.
With the podcast, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Boucher, thank you. That's exactly who I was thinking about. That's exactly what I was thinking about because she was one of the people that were not at the beginning, but she was there, you understand? And she's still good even now.
Who gave you that name? No, guys, let's be real here. She didn't think about that on the spot.
Ntutuko, I work with that guy.
You see, they work together. So,
No, but I actually was thinking about Boucher, yeah.
What's talking for you?
The greatest what?
Female, I'm a piano artist.
Yeah, bro. So you know who I love, dog. You know who I love?
Rihanna.
Rihanna. Definitely.
No,
my
bro.
My sister.
I love Zana, bro.
Gosazana's daughter. All right, let's move the questions to the floor. I'm not sure if I should start with the crew or the pulses. Pulses. Okay. I hear pulser, please raise your hand, especially if you have a question. We'll take your question just now. Pulses?
How? No, guys, wait. Now we had where's Jason?
Question.
Where's Jason, bro? Jason is here. Jason, listen, to the people, is this going to air? This shit is going to air. To the people that couldn't RSVP on quickest, nah? Jason is the one that put up the fucking link. Here's the thing, because I've got a lot of DMs today, the whole weekend, just saying, we can't RSVP, we want to come to the show, you guys are gatekeeping the tickets and stuff. Most of the people are here as people that are friends of us and people that just are on the guest list. Jason didn't put up the fucking link, bro.
Batung Jason, why?
Do you understand? Do you understand?
Yo, what's up?
Aye. No.
Bro, people are RSVP'd, my nigga. So, you know, dog, some people just RSVP'd with the thought of they're coming, but they're not gonna come. So, hey, man, I get the charge.
Jason put up a link for 10 tickets. For 10 fucking tickets.
All right. Listen, we have a pulser here. My brother, can you please tell us your name and then ask your question?
So my name, hello, my name is Shamar Stewart. My question is, in my opinion, the era of the Scorpion Kings from when piano started 2019 to 2025 is over.
So the sound that we made piano-wise has changed, has shifted now. So from all the new subgenres and sounds that are popping up now, what genre or what sound do you think is going to take us into the next wave of Amapiano? And then a second question is from everybody on the panel. I want to know, what do you think your song of the year is going to be for this year?
Good question. Great question. Great question. Let's start with Mars.
Why me?
Ladies first, my sister.
I'm trying to think of about the first part of the question. Can you please repeat for me?
What subgenre do you think is going to take over the next wave of piano?
You know what? We cannot deny the fact that the new marketing strategy is digital, right? Digital marketing, which Tach was referring to, TikTok, which he says that TikTok is giving us gimmicks, right? I think we can't deny that one. It's going to run for quite a while, right? So in terms of thinking about it from a business perspective, the gimmicks are still going to run for a while, right? But the good music, right, would be Abu Sam Deep, understand?
Private school.
Yes, private school. They're still going to carry on for this generation. We cannot deny the fact that the gimmicks are still going to carry, because digital marketing is what runs the industry now.
Second question.
Song of the year. Song of the year.
We can come back to that one.
Danzo, nyanam, danzo, nyanam, danzo. Danzo.
Hey, man. For me, I think private school with sing-alongs will dominate next year. Private school with sing-alongs, right? Like Luto. I advocated a lot for songs that are sing-alongs more than... So what type of beat you make doesn't really matter as long as it's a sing-along for me. We love singing along when we're drunk. That's why when we're drunk, we even sing to gospel. You understand? Because we're a nation who loves to sing even if it's a bimba.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's going to be private school made with sing-alongs. Song of the year. I know Caesar will buy it.
He's a teacher.
Yeah. No, you can save this. They will buy it. They will win Song of the Year.
For what song?
What's this song?
I want to give it to
you. Oh, Isaga.
Isaga.
Oh, Isaga Lavu.
Isaga Lavu?
Yeah, yeah.
Nah.
I don't buy it.
Nah, not over 1 ton of aku.
What?
2K, not 2K. Not over 1 ton of aku, bro.
2K, 2K.
Let's go a bit higher.
Okay, let's go 10K, 10K.
Let's go 10.
Sharp. Ballers.
Sharp. If they win, you give me 10K. If I can nigga on some rock, I will show.
What, Mafito, do you know something? You sound so sure.
Eh?
Do you know something?
Don't buy it.
You think so, bro?
But for me, song of the... We're not shooting the normal show.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Yes. Do you have another question?
Song of the year for me personally, it's Abantwana Bakho.
Tahi, the first question?
What was the first question?
Which sound do you think is going to carry on from next year?
Ooh, I thought Kwapi was going to be the next big thing, but it's died down, bro. Sticks, they tried. Sam Deep has tried. I don't see it moving. I don't see Kwaito coming back, because remember, it's got that Kwaito infused in it and stuff. I don't see it moving the way it should. The new Sticks album, I thought we were going to get a song out of that. But private school and songs that's got like Kwaito infused don't make song of the year, bro. You know? I thought you were going to mention Beyonce Baby by Vocalistic with Chico.
No, not for Song of the Year.
No, not for Song of the Year, but as a competitor.
Nah. Farfetch.
I can stand up now. Who's arguing?
No, like stand up, bro. I'm also arguing with you.
Farfetch.
Comrades, it's songs that, like Abantwana Bakho, Beyonce Baby, that makes Song of the Year. You can sit here and tell me Mdu will make Song of the Year. No, he won't. Do you understand me? He won't, niggas.
Hey, Tahuyala,
I'm just telling, this is the truth, bro. Oh, give him the mic. This, oh, yeah.
He wants a mic. Question here.
Give him mic. Bro, yeah, but... Sfazo just released an album, dog. He released an album last week. He didn't even chart, my nigga.
Okay, don't threaten the pulsars.
That's good music. Sfazo makes fucking good music. He doesn't chart.
We are here for the gimmicks. We want to dance on TikTok. You understand what I'm saying? That was mixed. That one, Bubabu needs to dance with that thing. Tahi, Sfiso.
No, 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 not me. Not, I don't give a
fuck. Wasn't he the one doing the hey, hey? Ha ha, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that a gimmick song?
Okay, I've never played that song on my car. I've never played that song on my car.
You only listen to that crew.
Oh, in your Uber, so.
The people that go on TikTok, the people that go on TikTok, the people that go on Instagram and say, guys, I just dropped a song. I need 10 people to create a dance challenge and they'll win 10,000 rand each. Abo Andile Mpisane never make song of the year because the dance challenge, ne, it needs to be original. Mm. It needs to be organic. There we go. Somebody wanted a mic, yeah? Oh, there, Sylvester.
What's the song of the year, Tahi? Sorry.
Abantona Bago.
Okay.
Tahi, I think the first thing I need to say is to commend you on your growth. I know you as a slender boy, as Jakes was saying. Now you have grown and you have become a very matured man, and that's what we like to see.
I'm trying.
Yeah, but my question, because I chill with you a lot, it's more about security, you know? And when I mean security, I'm talking about, you guys speak about someone on podcast. You speak whatever, you speak your mind, your opinions. And this person thinks this guy is talking bullshit. And they get touched and they get angry. So now Tahi wants to go to Hatfield. Gabza is playing there. He has spoken shit about Gabza. And he's scared to go there. So I want to ask from you guys, because you guys speak a lot about people and, you know, you get messages that they threaten your life and all that.
Yeah,
so what do you think should happen or the podcast should do to minimize that kind of a risk? Because you get sometimes one person who says, now we're sitting, eating wings. Someone comes, slaps him. And now we won't stop because we want to help him. And now it's a whole thing that, hey, mama, what? So I that's the question I have, if it makes sense. I don't know.
Okay.
Sure.
like I said in the beginning, we weren't accepted when Beyond a Pulse started. We weren't accepted as the voice of culture. 3 months, 6 months down the line, we were fully accepted. And I did say that a lot of people want to come on to the show because they realize that we are raw and unfiltered. We're not biased. We don't buy face. Sfiso, today I want to sit here with you. Who did I tell you I met on Tuesday?
It sounded like a baby to the stock suite. He said he met Gabza.
I even called Mars midnight. I was like, wow. I met Gabza.
Were you that excited?
The same
not,
day.
Not that I was excited, but
like this nigga blackmailed me to get Gabza's number. Like he went all 5 minutes. Like, yeah, but this, you can't. This. When I gave him his number, it's like, yeah, so you told you the number, Gabza, nam.
It was that deep in the beginning because something new is always like scary. It's always, people never really conform to it in the beginning. But as time goes, they realize that, okay, shit, these are actually the people that are like, you know, they're not trying to harm us. It's not brand damage. It's got no malicious intent and stuff like that. That's why I will always go to sessions that are hosted by Gabza to go there to support him as the people that are running culture. So there was a bit of maybe violence in the beginning. Not really violence, but a bit of threats with people that didn't want to accept.
Even now.
You know, people like Zeus Omega, you know? The people didn't want to accept that we're running shit. But eventually they grew into it and they've accepted it. So I can safely say that and confidently so. We are moving freely. There isn't places that we cannot go to now. We can go anywhere. I can walk into Zone 6 by myself with shorts and vests and, you know, like they slapped me in the beginning of the year, but that's what under the bridge, you know. But I hope that answered your question, Sylvester. It's gotten better because people have accepted, you know. It's not that deep anymore. And like Sviso was saying, in America, a lot of stuff is accepted. And remember, we like a third world what country, and it's taking long for people to adjust that this is what's happening, this is the new norm, this is the new normal that we need to like conform with, you know. But slowly but surely, we are, you know. Where's Mac G? I, you know, every time, like when the show started, I always wondered how he dealt with the whole backlash and the threats, because he was doing more than we were, right? And I remember some episode where Saul said, whenever he'd go pick up McG at his complex, he'd have to, McG, Naledi would drive McG to like the gate because he didn't want Saul knowing his unit number in the complex. That means he, at that point.
So he'd
say that Naledi would drive him, Naledi would drive Mac to the cave, and then Mac would get off and get in the car, and then Mac would be like, and Saul would be like, dog, I can just come to your fucking door and be like, Saul.
No, so you got it twisted. It was me picking up Saul in Hillbro.
No. There was a I was
picking up Saul in Hillbro, and it's like M up dog.
Yeah. So then I'd run. Oh shit, we've got a mic. Yeah. And then he dropped me off at the robots, and I'd have to run, you know? So I'm like, you can't come through here.
I'll find that episode and we'll air it on Beyond the Pass, because I know I'm not lying.
Oh, you, yeah. Okay.
You know I'm not lying. So you know I'm not, you're an honest man. You know I'm not lying, my dog.
Why would Saul pick me up, dog? Because I used to pick up Saul. He didn't have a car.
Bro, that was a, bro. I did, guys. Well, guys, everybody that's here, I didn't make this shit up, bro. Even my friends, these guys, Abu Sylvester, especially Lou, you know, he always tells me, yo, dog, whenever you, like, go to, like, listening sessions, whenever you go out with Fiso, always bring someone from the outside, because this motherfucker can sell you to save his own skin. Do you understand? It's like...
Yeah.
Not like that, but it's like a matter of... We talk a lot about people, and anything can happen at any time. But the more I've been in this game, I've learned and I've realized that it is not that deep. People get used to you. Matt can walk freely. You can walk freely.
I don't.
No.
You don't walk freely?
No,
Fitoso is always disguising himself.
Nah, bro. It's not that.
Well, I got pot with alcohol last week, last month?
Yeah.
Was it last month? Alcohol to my face, and I thought I can move freely, and I can't. So, what are you talking about?
Who pulled you with alcohol?
Tulaniwe. But they know where he's going to do it again.
They know where he's going to do it again. We do have a question here from Titi. Titi.
Before you go to Titi, I want to add on his question, because Saki missed something. The question was also, what should the network do? I think the network is doing enough, because with lawsuits, if I can't afford my own lawyer, I can just say, hey, Baba, hey, please send a lawyer there to go defend the views. So the network is doing enough. And whatever problem we have, we can always call the network or the boss or the CEO and be like, hey, bro, I'm struggling with this. And they're always there. They can go to Groove with you. But obviously, if something happened to you at Groove, then you can come back and say, can I please sue Smang, Mang, Mang? But we don't like suing people, man, because, yeah, well, yeah. So, yeah, the network is doing enough, I feel.
All right. Titi, where are you, my brother?
Ooh. Hello, okay. Baby girl.
Hey.
Sure, Mafitu. Congratulations, first of all. I just have a weird question. Like, do you think that sometimes we are too eager to analyze things very early? Like, I mean, like, Mapiano is a relatively young genre, but we're already having talks about it dying and going down and all that stuff. And I think that with time, like even something like Qom, people started analyzing it on its rise, but things always rise and then they kind of die down, and then they kind of live in the equilibrium. Like even if you look at techno house, for instance, it was a big thing when we were growing up, but it didn't necessarily die. It's just a big thing elsewhere, which is what it's kind of happening with Mapiano. And actually, Mapiano looks like it's happening better, because you get people like Vicro Deep who are selling out in other countries, and other artists that I probably don't even know of. Probably they're here as well. So do you think that we have...
It's too long.
Yeah?
No, it's fine.
Oh, the question is too
long. Yeah, that's why you got mad at Emperor Pops there at PNC.
Oh, when you go to my little nagani shwajem fanak, ask how are you today, daddy? Yeah, but do you think that we're too eager to analyze things too early? for TikTok. Before
I answer you, I'm going to ask you, why are you guys always rocking us on PNC Day? Why are you always rocking us there?
Because you're rockable.
No, so,
okay.
You want to answer?
Yeah, yeah. His question was, are we quick to say isopela? It's because it's general concern. Right? We're not saying piano will die. And I keep saying we still have 10 or more years with amapiano because it's so much people eating with amapiano, unlike Likompo. You see? So that one will die quick. But I... You see, I like it when you disagree. Who is disagreeing? They give him the mic. Give me. Okay, let's do Likompo versus piano. Paga, I'm attached
to mic. No, here's someone to mic here.
Let's answer the question. Answer the question first. Are you done answering the question? Are you done answering the question?
Yeah, no. I was answering Titi. Yonke into iqala iyaphela, yabo. So manje siyazi ukuthi izophela ngelinye ilanga piano, but not now. We still have a good 10 years because also amapiano allow other genres to eat. Unlike back in the days when house music was house, it was just house music. And when Afropop was just Afropop, but with amapiano, you get other subgenres like Likompo, you get three-step, you get what I'm saying? So it's
Kitongo.
You see, a lot of people are eating while amapiano, it's big, so it might last even longer.
We must ask if his relationship with Popops is still good after what happened in the previous episode. Are you guys still good there by PNC? Or is it still jokes?
We're perfect, bro.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah, but it's like... It's
you can say, yeah, pretend, but we know.
We have a question here.
We're not like you and Sfiso.
Question here at the back that's been waiting.
Do I need to stand up?
Yes.
Before I ask my question, actually, I just want to say shout out to you guys. Sfiso, Maz, and Tahi, yo, man. I think I stand here proudly, probably one of the... When you guys started, I was there, right? Fortunately, I have an acquaintance, Chome Lunghori. He's common between the two of you guys, right? So shout out to you guys. I've seen the growth from the very first episode until now, bro. You grew up a lot. Get happy to my dog, ne? Pitori, but not because I'm trying to accommodate everybody.
Let's go. That's Pitori. Let's go.
Shout out. And then we're going to be hard on you because of Pitori, dog. We expect a lot from you, dog.
You guys want me to praise Pitori? You're not going to do that.
No. You don't need to embrace Pitori, but Pitori has been carrying music industry for quite some time. You know what I mean? Even though I know a lot of people don't want to admit it, but... We've been, you know what I mean? Yes, Soweto has been there, but Pitori has also been, you know what I mean, in the mix. So shout out to you guys. Sfiso, my dog. My first interaction with her was a bit, you know, but it's a story for another day. So what shout was it out,
about?
Man.
What was it? You see, podcasting, it's about that.
Yeah. No. What but was I feel, it about? I feel like, no. This we'll address that. It's not about that. You know what I mean? Shout out. So what I wanted to say before I ask my question is, yo man, I've been since episode one, I've been watching you guys. You know, content, you've always have been about drama and whatever, right? So my question is, year two, right? So what's gonna change, dog? Because I have my thing, I had a conversation with our acquaintance. I hope that's the right term, acquaintance.
Yes.
Right? And my issue was I felt like in some instances we dwell too much into people's lives than the actual music. You know what I mean? The
correction, name of the show correction, is, correction, my leader.
No. Okay, let me ask my question. You'll come in. The name of the show is Piano Pulse, right? It's not about I'm not bashing you guys, right? Like trust me, this is not a bashing session.
We are listening. Right?
So the name of the show is Piano Pulse. So for the second year, what are we doing different? Because I felt like the first season There's been a lot of drama happening. You know what I mean? And I feel like it's unnecessary. What are we doing different? What have we learned from the previous years? The mistakes that we're learning, and what are we doing different going into the second year? I hope my question is clear.
It's clear. Let me start with you said we're talking about people's lives. The minute. No. We do, but it's not just people.
No, ask him how often does he watch the show.
What are the
segments of the show? Is my next question to you.
My brother, the minute Maz decided to sit in this chair every day, she became a public figure. Right? And we don't know what Maz does when she lives here. But what Maz posts on social media, you have opened the door for us to come in. If you bought a car as a celebrity and you post it, have you ever seen Mac G, for instance, post a car and let somebody go freeway? Do you understand what I'm saying? Né? You get me? So whatever, we talk about your lives that you give us on social media, you post, so post on Okwaku or Nwabile. You understand? Usuka ku pillow talk, u post a boyfriend, yako nge mistake, u post a mazipo or whatever it is, then we catch you, so we wanna know who is this. So we don't just come and find out to u kamalo kokwaku ba, nunga stjelang. So that's the first one. The second one, Piano Pass, yes, is the name of the show, but we have segments on the show. If you watch the segments, Maz always says, beyond the music, right?
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the music. It has to do nothing with the music, but if Scott bought a car or donated R2 and posted KFC, he wanted us to know and talk about it. It's beyond the music. We'll talk about it. He's a celebrity. So there is segments on the show, if you watch the show perfectly. So there's segments, and there's where we beat break a song. We go on the song and talk about the song. We go, whatever it is, Utulan Web, I'm Shaila, we talk about it. You get what I'm saying? But the segments were it.
Can I ask him a question quickly?
Okay.
What would be your preference of how we should like run the show and how what we should speak about more, like from the beginning of the show till the end?
Sorry
if I'm talking too fast, right? So here's my thing.
Right.
I watch the show, right? Every Tuesday, I watch you guys. I love you guys. This is not coming from I got like agenda, guys. I came here with a...
That's the question, my brother.
So, I'm asking you the question.
what I'm saying is, my thing is, next year, you there have been instances whereby people ban send the dilo in my DM. No, but... Oh, sorry, I needed to stand up. Fuck, sorry, my guy. So, things that people send you in your DMs, dog. You came under fire by obelela things that are not factual. You know what I mean? Because of the evidence whereby you said, hey, people have been sending me stuff. You know what I mean? How not fake today, dog? it might be factual in your circles. I'm coming from a viewer and a fan point of view. You know what I mean? I feel like you guys, come on, second year, let's do better.
Okay, Shabu, we hear you. We know
you didn't answer the question, though.
Look, in short, he says he wants the files. He wants the files.
Give me a second. That's the thing, bro. Guys, if we talk about music, we talk about the charts, and we talk about the melodies of songs, none of you motherfuckers are going to watch the show.
Well, that's true.
You guys don't want that.
You understand? You don't want that. Nigga, sit the fuck down. Guess what you guys want. Not like that. I didn't mean it like that, but sit the fuck down. Listen, you guys want the... You guys want the downgrades. You want the mugosi. You guys want the gossip. That's what makes this fucking show. If you look at the moments that have trended from Piano Pass, moments that have made the show, these the angelics, the reasons, the girlfriends, the crash outs, the personalities, that are here. Monaka leaving the show. Somebody crying on the show. Sfiso, Limpopo boy. Those are the moments that make the fucking show. If those things didn't happen, you guys weren't going to be still investing in this motherfucker. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we're not going to sit here and talk about music. We're selling here. We're trying to make money. I'm still trying to get fat, niggas.
But
I need to buy a car.
Tachi.
No.
Man, you also fucking cholesterol. Yako.
Yo.
This is your cholesterol. I don't know why you're putting us in. We got a question over there. fact check. Kuluminat.
Hello, Taka, the facts are good thing, ne?
With the facts.
Yeah, I'll talk about the facts. A good thing. I'll say my CV.
Yeah.
I got you, boo.
It was a whole new episode. Just in conclusion, Masiva Laganje, is there anything you guys want to add or say or that you want your fans to know going forward from this moment onwards with the 1 year anniversary thing? Skala Gutachi.
Let's start with the lady of the house.
I've been saying ladies first. Maz, I think you need her.
I think I just want to touch on my guy over there. I think with as much as... I think it's you're valid for saying whatever you said, you know, your thoughts on the whole situation and how the show is run. With as much as, yes, we reached 1 year and our 1 year anniversary, I think it's important to also know what the Pulses want from us. You understand? Therefore, though, I still feel like you weren't able to answer my question, right? Though I still want to know, Wuti, going into the second year, what is it that the Pulses...
No, thank you.
You failed to answer. You failed to answer, my guy. You failed to answer. You didn't answer the question, right? How, if you do agree with him, how, what do you want to see? What do you want to hear from us? And how would you like us to run the show from beginning to the end? We are fine like that. Everybody agrees.
He basically said, Tachi must bring the files. Like he says a lot of stuff, Mkwanazi? But no files.
Still,
I'm a screenshot, Baba.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tachi, anything you need to add going forward with the 1 year anniversary? What is your heart? What do you want to say to the pastors out there?
It's just been a great journey, bro. It's been great. And we're still very grateful for the opportunity that we got. I mean, everybody could have sat on his chair. Dudu always threatens me, you know, whenever I'm late, whenever I don't wanna probably speak my mind, or whenever I like wanna complain, and like, you know, she calls me like a kid of the show. Like, hey, now who's gonna complain or whatever. She always tells me, oh, we can put somebody else on this chair. I don't wanna mention names because it's gonna give them clout next thing they on Twitter talking this shit, you know? But you and that like, I don't know, that breeds like more fire in me, you know. I've done the best that I could. I've done the best research that I can. I feel like I'm using my qualification to the best of my ability and to the best of the show. Remember, I listened to Amapiano, but I wasn't invested in the culture. I'm from hip hop. Ask me what my favorite Ari song is. I'll tell you now. Ask me what my favorite Nasty C song. Jonas, I'm from that generation, Joe. I'm from the north side of Joburg. I'm a northern boy, you know? So it took a while for me to actually get really invested in it. You know, I feel like that part of the reason why Monaka lives is because she wasn't tapped into the culture like that. She didn't know much of it. And me and her would have like, you know, long calls where I tell her, nigga, just learn about this. Okay, for Beyond Piano, you need to learn about Janesh, learn about Shandesh. And, you know, when she came onto the show and she spoke about them, that was like, shit, okay, you're learning, you're really investing in this shit, you know? I'm going to divert a bit, but when she left, it hurt me. It felt like the show was dying, you know? And I remember saying in one of the episodes that you're not telling us what the industry is saying in the corners, like the, not the after party, the after party. You know, the Diddy parties when they talk about, yeah. There's the after party, the one we're going to go to after here. And then there's the after party that's going to happen in my apartment. That one. The Diddy one. You know? I got so mad when she didn't tell us that because for me and Sfiso, it's more about like, it's more about loyalty. Like, we test each other like to the core. Sisa will find out something, he'll tell me on the spot. Like, this happened. Manik, how do you go about this on the show so that we entertain our people? So for us, it's we so invested in the show, and it's like our baby, dog. You know, as much as we can make a lot more thousands outside of the show, this still means a lot to us, and we will never disrespect it, and we'll never disrespect our audience. You know, we will always give him the best, Sviso. You know this well, my dog. You know, we will run until I don't know what comes. You know, like fucking, I don't know, bro.
When I run, oh, woman, man. Sviso?
Hey, man, I'm just grateful, bro, for the opportunity to own the chair that I own there. I didn't deserve that chain. If you know the real story, I had fought with the boss.
Should I tell it? You know, remember that day we called you and were sitting at La Youthy?
Yeah.
He actually had blocked you. He didn't have your number.
Yeah.
His smartphone to call you.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I didn't deserve that chair, but Mac is always like what we are. We can say anything about you, but what you were good at, we don't take that away from you. You get what I'm saying? He was like, he almost assaulted me or whatever it is, had an argument with me or whatever. But that guy deserves the chair. And unblocked me and gave me the job. So I'm very grateful for that to the network, to the CEO, Dudu and them. And the whole crew, man, bro. We have fun with these brews as much as they eat a lot. You see? So that's the first thing. The second thing for me, bro, I come from nothing, man. When I was a street kid, I used to say, I'm going to be famous, I'm going to be on
you
TV.
Know, you know, people are saying you always use that card, dog. Like, we've heard it. But go ahead.
Just like you use the card of growing up well, bro.
I don't grow...
It's the only card I have. And it's real. So I used to say I was going to be famous when I grow up and whatever. And I'm not educated and I'm famous. And I thought I was going to be famous via music. I tried to sing. If you search properly, the songs that I dropped. Yeah, but then I discovered I was a good songwriter and I focused on that and I did well. And I'm here now, bro. I guess we made it to the chair. Right, so I wasn't lying. So I prophesized, and God made it happen. And as for the show, bruh, we are very passionate about this show, man. Dudu will tell you, bro. Like Dudu will tell you, what you about lava? Maunga kala something ufunu kipi piano palso ngaluiwa. I think I won't lie. Even if I wasn't getting paid as much money as I'm getting now, I'll still do the show.
You're getting a lot.
I'm getting good money.
Oh,
How much are you getting? Ah. So two last things for me. Sorry, PD. Do we still have Jaivani in the room? Is he still here with us? He's not. All right, well, that's fine. Man, I'm grateful to be on Piano Pulse. I'm still grateful for the day I met Sviso, who introduced me to Dudu. Piano Pulse has opened a really big platform for me. You know, you saw the caps, you know, you saw the natural hair, you know.
It was tough, man.
It was tough. Hey, dog. You know, shout out to Angelic as well, man. You know what I'm saying? I just want to say that... I think one of the toughest moments I've had, I think my first like trending thing was the Tony thing, and I had a really like really supportive structure, you know, the team, Dudu, you guys as well, very, very supportive. It's a really warm workspace, you know, everyone is really welcoming, everybody like we're always laughing, it's always vibes, you know. So I'm really grateful to be on this platform. It has taught me a lot about Amapiano, as I said, that I wasn't really acknowledged like that. You know, every day I learn. Mafitos was always shouting at me about not knowing the business side of it. But I'm learning. You know, you're teaching me now every day when we're having these conversations. So I just want to say shout out, Meg. Shout out for the employment, man. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, that was before she singing. So I wanted to say, yeah, so I wanted to say, Piano Pulse, bro. We don't have a script. We don't have like you're gonna say this, the species is gonna say that, and then so that we don't hate that one, we don't do that. We just generally go with our minds, hearts, and soul, and give it whatever we have, and it's our opinions, and just forgive us in advance because this year is gonna be worse. You see, so please save the apology. Save the apology. Whenever you see something you don't like, just forgive us. We already apologized. It's going to get worse. There's going to be more allegedly on the show because, yeah, that's why we use allegedly, my brother, to respond to you there. If we get something from a DM, we use allegedly to avoid that. So Piano Pass is going to be bigger this year, man. We're going in hard. We have a mission. I have a personal mission with Piano Pass in that chair. It's I want South Africa to know who the really talented kids are. I pull up on this kid's show. I go, if Rihanna is playing, I'm going to be there. Tinis or whatever, I'm going to be there. I want to see all these kids. And for me, that's what matters. Yabo, lava seba batala laba, ngishapu ngabo. Yabo? Ngishapu ngabo. I want the new kids. I want to see what's coming up and see if we can do better with what's coming up and build a better generation of paying good royalties, nobody getting robbed, and fix all
good royalties, yeah. I heard that one.
Yeah, so yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Thank you so much for the platform, man.
Yeah.